Daily Light, February the 17th, morning. All the rest of the bull he shall carry outside the camp to a clean place, to the ash heap, and shall burn it up on a fire of wood. So they took Jesus, and he went out bearing his own cross, to the place called the place of a skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy place by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured. Share his sufferings, but rejoice in so far as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. All the rest of the bull he shall carry outside the camp to a clean place, to the ash heap, and shall burn it up on a fire of wood. Leviticus 4:12 and John 19:16-18, Hebrews 13:11-13, Philippians 3:10, 1 Peter 4:13, 2 Corinthians 4:17. Daily Light, February the 17th, evening. So God created man in his own image. Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. For those he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed into the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. But we know that when he appears we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. The one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ. So God created man in his own image. Genesis 1:27. And Acts 17:29. Ephesians 2:4-5. Ephesians 2:10. Romans 8:29. 1 John 3:2. Psalm 17:15. Revelation 21:7, Romans 8:17.